Ben here from 92.3 FM. We're at Keswick Conference in Atherton. I'm here talking with Johnson. How are you going, Johnson?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
And did you enjoy the first session this morning?
Oh, yes, it was. It was great. Great preaching.
Yeah, I always like hearing the different names of God. And when people talk about that, I'm very interested in that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Someone expounding, giving the background of the scriptures, all those things, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite a good session. And have you been coming to Keswick for a long time?
Oh, yes. Almost 8 years I've been coming for Keswick.
Yeah, cool. Praise God. And what's Uniting Church doing this year for Easter?
We had from Palm Sunday with morning service and then evening service. Then we had service during the week, throughout the Holy Week.
Yep.
Monday we had a service, evening service 5 p.m., Tuesday 5 p.m., Wednesday 5 p.m., then Thursday it was 6 p.m.,
yep.
And then Friday it was 8 a.m.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And all around the life of this time of year with Jesus, I suspect, his betrayals and all that sort of stuff. What's the messages you've been teaching on?
Oh, the message is about, especially about the love of God.
Yep.
God coming down to men.
Yeah, praise
and,
God.
And when I looked the message for yesterday, especially with regard to foot washing, I saw God on his knees. I said, God on his knees, kneeling down to me, talking to me, sharing the word of God.
Wow.
And this morning I was sharing about what is good about Good Friday.
Yep.
Why is it that we say it is good? Because it's good for our salvation. Yeah. He died for us to get salvation, and that is what is good.
Yeah,
the message of Christ crucified.
And you're doing a Sunday service. Is it the usual Sunday service, or what's happening on Sunday at Uniting Church?
Oh, it's a Sunday service. I wish people would come and hear the word of God.
Yep.
It's a powerful service because it's about the resurrection of Christ.
Yep.
Yeah. Who is Christ in our lives? And I believe what we are seeing here, even at the Keswick Convention, the gathering of people, they're telling us that this is the climax of the Bible, where our faith is centered on the resurrection. Christ crucified, Christ resurrected. He's alive.
Yep.
Yes.
Amen. No, it's an amazing time of year anyway. There is a lot happening, I think, around the tablelands this time of year. Do you find that many people come to the Uniting Church and that don't normally come?
Oh, yes. People come. Right now I was talking to people who are saying they'll see me on Sunday.
Yeah, cool.
Which means that people will be coming.
It is a great time of year that even people that don't normally go to church but do on Easter and Christmas and
it's
all
true.
That sort of time.
It's true.
So have you got a quick little message for us for this time of year, a golden nugget, as I like to say?
the message is just telling the people that Christ is the center of our faith. Christ crucified is the center of our faith. He gives us hope.
Yep.
That when things sometimes go dark, when we encounter or face challenges in life, Christ is the hope of our salvation.
Amen.
He's the hope of things to come. So we should never feel like lonely or denounce our faith, because Christ is the hope.
Yep.
He has come to save us.
Wow, praise
That's
God.
The message I will say. And again, that Christ is not dead, he's alive.
Yep.
He is alive. Thank you.
I think what you said about loneliness there, if anyone's listening to the radio or watching this on Facebook and you're around the Tablelands area, don't be lonely. Get out, come to the Uniting Church, come to Keswick, get out and about, and you don't have to live in loneliness. There's people out there that care, and get involved with this amazing time of year. So thanks very much, Johnson, for talking with us. Praise God. And
God bless you.
Yeah,
Ben. God bless you. Come and listen to the message of salvation, the message of hope.
Amen. Ben here from 92.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. There'll be heaps more. We're at Keswick, and be great to see you down here. God bless.
God bless.